This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement February 29th at the end of a week-long period of violence reduction in Afghanistan. Emer McCarthy of Reuters has details.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement at the end of the month. A spokesman for the Taliban said both sides would also make agreements for the release of prisoners. In a statement, Pompeo also said that the United States and the Taliban have held talks to arrange a political settlement in Afghanistan with an aim to reduce the American presence in the region. He said the agreement will be signed upon the successful implementation of an understanding with the Taliban on a significant and nationwide reduction in violence. It could represent a chance for peace in the country after years of war and nearly two decades of American troop presence.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters. A new warning from the U.S. Intelligence Division raising questions about the integrity of the 2020 election campaign. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Intelligence officials have warned lawmakers Russia is again interfering in the presidential race to help the Trump campaign. Three people familiar with a closed-door briefing say the warning came last week, infuriating President Trump, who complained Democrats would use the information against him. A day later, he berated National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire and this week announced he's replacing McGuire with Trump loyalist Rick Grenell. The president has long dismissed the intelligence community's assessment that Russia interfered to boost his 2016 campaign. This warning is raising questions about whether his administration's taking the right steps to fight more meddling. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says although the trend of infections with the coronavirus is down in China, countries around the world cannot be complacent. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that although the number of total cases outside China remains relatively small, the UN organization was concerned about a number of cases without a clear epidemiological link.
Although the total number of cases outside China remains relatively small, we're concerned about the number of cases with no clear epidemiological link, such as travel history to China or contact with a confirmed case.
Apart from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan, the Republic of Korea now has the most cases outside China. Lebanon confirmed its first coronavirus case Friday, a 45-year-old woman who had arrived from Iran and was being quarantined in a hospital. Iranian health authorities Friday reported two more deaths from the virus. The United Nations is calling for a halt to hostilities in northwest Syria's embattled Idlib province, warning of a bloodbath if the fighting goes on. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN agencies report around 3 million civilians are trapped in Idlib, unable to escape to other countries because borders with Syria have been closed. Spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Laerke, says about one-third or 330,000 of the displaced have fled to nearby areas in northern Aleppo, which also are under fire.
The front lines and relentless violence continues to move closer to these areas, which are packed with displaced people, with bombardments increasingly affecting displacement sites and their vicinity.
The United Nations says it plans to scale up humanitarian operations in northwest Syria to provide emergency aid for 1.1 million people over the next 6 months. For that, it says it will need $500 million. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A British woman who supported the Islamic State group has pleaded guilty to plotting bombings, AP's Zaria Shakili reports. We'll have that report in our next newscast. In New York, jurors weighing rape and sexual assault charges against former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein have asked the presiding judge whether they could be hung on two counts of predatory sexual assault. The jury asked if they could be unanimous on the other three counts, which include first-degree rape and criminal sexual assault, and could carry a prison term of up to 25 years. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.